Welcome to Informed Voices, where we bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. Today's episode will focus on Vice President Kamala Harris's new comprehensive economic plan, which puts heavy emphasis on housing, inflation, tax reform, and consumer protection. So let's dive in. Our story begins in Raleigh, North Carolina, where Vice President Kamala Harris is about to unravel her major economic policies, her first significant policy announcement since President Biden's decision not to run for the 2024 presidential race. Harris's plan seems to be quite ambitious, encompassing several aspects of the economy. Firstly, it puts an enormous spotlight on housing initiatives. An ambitious plan proposing the construction of 3 million new housing units within her first term, going beyond the Biden administration's former aim of housing construction. The proposal includes a tax incentive for property developers keen on providing housing options for first-time buyers and a $40 billion fund to help local governments address housing shortages. Furthermore, Harris plans to advocate for laws that prevent landlords from using algorithms for price manipulation, effectively keeping the rent from skyrocketing unjustly. A noteworthy aspect of this housing policy includes assistance of up to $25,000 for the working class who have consistently paid their rent on time, specifically aiming additional help at first-time homeowners. Moving on to tax reforms, the vice president aims to enhance the child tax credit, proposing a $6,000 tax cut for families welcoming newborns. A bid that stands in contrast to the GOP vice presidential nominee, Senator J.D. Vance's, proposed $5,000 expansion of the same credit. Harris also intends to revive the child tax credit to its previous level during the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan. The broader tax proposals include measures such as the earned income tax credit of $1,500 intended for lower-income workers who are not raising children. Harris reiterates her commitment to ensuring that her policies will not burden individuals earning below $400,000 annually with any new tax increases. An important point on Harris's agenda is inflation and consumer protection. She intends to tackle head-on the issue of inflation. To provide relief for middle-class families and counteract corporate price manipulation, her administration proposes legislation banning price gouging on staples such as groceries, while granting new enforcement abilities to the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general. In an effort to curb escalating grocery costs, Harris intends to tackle consolidation within the food industry as it's identified as a key trigger of higher grocery prices. The strategy here is to foster a fair market by challenging mergers and acquisitions that diminish competition and contribute to rising costs, and simultaneously supporting small-scale businesses such as grocery stores, meat processors, and farmers. Harris's recent policy propositions, like abolishing taxes on tips and raising the minimum wage, lean towards her overarching campaign message, supporting middle class and working families. She has stated her commitment to wage rises and eliminating taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. However, she acknowledges that such changes demand legislative approval. Her economic agenda aims to strike a chord with voters who are deeply concerned about the economy, a hot topic according to recent polls. Though inflation has thawed from its climax in June 2022, the aftermath is still felt by many voters, with prices relatively steeper than the pre-COVID-19 era. As the campaign trail takes Harris through diverse battleground states, she relentlessly emphasizes her intent to mitigate costs and address the financial challenges the middle class and working families face. Nevertheless, the effective execution of these proposals hinges mainly on the approaching elections and Congress's composition. To wrap up, Harris's economic plan forms a crucial part of her presidential campaign, mirroring her attention to housing affordability, tax reforms, and consumer protection. As she seeks to set herself apart from her adversaries, these proposals are likely to be at the forefront of her voter outreach efforts in the following months. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Informed Voices. Remember to check the show notes for links to any articles mentioned. Don't hesitate to send us a message with any questions or comments. Stay informed, folks.